You're listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting all things EPL in DCU, and I'm joined by Student Ambassador and Economics, Politics and Law student Aisha. Hello, Aisha.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So you're just finished up in your second year at the moment.
Yes.
Why did you choose to come here?
So for me, the open day had a massive pull for me. So when I came to DCU, I just fell in love with the sense of community here. And the students were all so friendly and they're really diverse as well, which really appealed to me. That was kind of my major pull in DCU. And I love the fact that, say, the classes were a little bit smaller. Everything was that little bit personal. And obviously the fact that you can get work experience and go abroad with the program was a really big thing for me as well.
And why did you choose to do EPL then?
EPL, so I chose it because I kind of wanted to understand more complexities with the different societies that we have in our world. So I'm kind of the type of person who'd be very into much, say, social reform. So I felt that if I knew why people made decisions and how that influenced our governments and organisations, I thought I'd be in a much more powerful position then when going out into the workforce and deciding like how to actually improve social policy within Ireland especially.
Okay, so that was always something you were very interested in.
Yeah.
From the start. Did you do economics or any kind of business in your Leaving Cert?
So I didn't do business studies. I didn't do accounting. I did business studies for a junior cert. And funnily, I wasn't actually the biggest fan of it. I think it was the accounting put me off.
Okay.
So I did kind of have to go in fresh face with the economics. And I also hadn't done history in the Leaving Cert either. So say the politics and law as well was kind of a new front for me. I'd done mainly science subjects in my Leaving Cert.
Okay. And did you feel that that hindered you in any way when you started studying? EPL?
No, because they start from the beginning with everything. So in your first semester, you're focusing on foundations and all the different subjects. So you do like an introduction to microeconomics, you do an intro to the Irish political system, and you do Irish legal skills. So say that's actually teaching you like how to research law, how to talk about it in your essays, what's good to mention, what's bad to mention. So it kind of gives you, before you go into semester two where things get a little bit tougher, they've already given you that kind of boost,
foundation
of what you need to get into. Yeah.
So that was a big help for you, obviously.
100%, yeah, since I didn't have a background in any of them.
Talk to me a little bit about first year itself. What can you expect as a first year EPL student?
So for first year, you don't have as many contact hours, say, as you would in your science subjects. So you would have about, say, 12 hours a week. So it's quite manageable. Now, obviously, you're expected to do a bit of readings outside of that.
Of course.
We do encourage our students to study so they can do well. But it's brilliant because, say, since you're not always, say, in things like labs and stuff like that, you do have that bit more time to get involved in clubs and societies, which I really did and I don't regret at all. And I would push anyone to really get involved in clubs and societies. Exam wise as well, you don't have too many exams because EPL puts quite a high emphasis on your CA, so your continuous assessment throughout the year. So you're kind of, the few exams that you do have, you're going into with already some of your grade already attained. So it's a little bit less stressful for that transition. All them subjects are taught through the School of Law and Government and the School of Business. So they are based on the Glasnevin campus.
And then obviously you're just finished up in second year. Big step up from first year, or how did you kind of manage it?
So it is quite a step up from first year because first year kind of focuses like that, just building that foundation in all three of the subjects. So a lot of it, they're kind of intro topics and they're just giving you a taste of what you're getting your foot into. Whereas second year, you're kind of applying more critical thinking. You're kind of expected to take more leadership roles in your course. So say like there's a big emphasis, say, on group projects, group assessments. So, you know, the lecture is kind of handing the work over to you and kind of waiting to see what you're going to deliver.
Okay.
So, but that also gives you a huge amount of freedom to kind of choose the areas that are within your interest. So in that regard, I found it a bit easier because I was able to focus a lot on my passion.
I think when people hear that there's only like 12 hours or something in EPL, they kind of start to panic and they're like, what do you do with the rest of your time? But it's exactly what you just said, that you kind of realize and get to know what it is that you want to do and like do some of your passions.
100%. Yeah. And like that, so that could be, say, through your actual coursework. Obviously, it could be through different competitions and initiatives the university has. So say, like, for example, we have the moot courtroom here. So that's where you can actually practice to be a barrister for somebody. And we actually have competitions and you can get great internships from really impressive companies and organizations in Ireland from it. So like that's one side of it. If you're interested in the legal side, there's also opportunities for students to submit like political essays onto very, very impressive journals. So wow. There's all these different areas. You have the Bank of Ireland trade-off every year. So a lot of economics students are very interested in that. Great prize money and internships involved with that. So as well as clubs and societies that you can get involved with, there's also academic initiatives that you can get involved with. And then obviously we want our students that they're having time to socialise with their friends, to go to gym as well, all them different types of things. So
a nice balance between academics and then kind of more your personal life where
definitely
things you're passionate about.
100%. And as somebody who commutes 2 hours up and down every day, so 4 hours in total, it is very manageable and it is a really, really good balance in that regard.
Amazing. And all these opportunities as an EPL student that you're talking about kind of start when you come in first year.
Oh yes, that's the thing. That's the great thing that we have here in DCU. It doesn't matter at what stage of your university you're in. So whether you're an undergrad, PhD, your age, again, like if you've just started out in uni or you're just about to get your degree, it doesn't matter. These initiatives are kind of open to all. Same with clubs and societies. Like Leanne, you know better than anyone, we love getting our first years involved from day one.
Absolutely.
And getting them addicted to it.
Absolutely.
From the get-go.
We really pride ourselves on it.
Yes, exactly. So in that regard, it doesn't matter.
And things like that really help, I suppose, more when you're kind of thinking ahead to the workforce and what you're going to do after EPL. But third year has just introduced a work placement for this course, which is something that is amazing, something that I think everyone would want.
100%. Like, that is something really, really exciting that's come for EPL and then other humanity and social science courses here in DCU. It's brilliant because the thing is, at the moment, we are currently the only university that offers an integrated work placement within our university degrees. So as well as getting paid for a whole year long, which is great because the student life is a broke life, as we all know and believe. You're one step ahead of all the other university students in the country in terms of that you have a year's work experience.
Okay.
So you do. And you must remember, a lot of these firms, they get to know to their interns get to network. So a lot of them are actually offered grad jobs before they've even completed their degree because of that built up relationship. And if not, they're often invited to other networking events. And with their experience, they come back into final year. They kind of have their head a little bit more screwed on and they have a better sense of direction as well. Because you'll go into the workforce and be like, oh my God, I love the fact that I did like project management, where I wasn't the biggest fan that I did analytics. And so you kind of can, especially in third year in EPL, because you choose what modules you want to do.
Okay.
You only have three core modules. So you do one in economics, one in politics, and one in law. The other nine modules, you choose yourself what you want to do, or else you can also choose to do a thesis as well. So the fact that you're having that work experience, you're kind of, that way you can tailor the degree to your liking. You would have gone out for the year, you would have figured out what you like and what you don't like, and you can choose your modules accordingly to kind of keep the career path in the direction that you would like.
Is the work placement optional?
It is optional. So as well as the work placement, you can go on Erasmus. So you can go anywhere from, say, for example, Edinburgh is not that far from us, to Germany or to Boston in the States.
Wow.
So we have a huge amount of different university partnerships that we're actually only increasing. So you'll find that some of them are in Asia, in the Middle East, in North Africa. So there's a huge chance. So say if cultural diversity is something you're into, or that you kind of just want to have change of pace, just experience new cultures, that type of thing. But then also it demonstrates to the workforce that you have a huge commitment to what you're studying, and that you're also, you have great resiliency and leadership to actually be able to go abroad by the year for yourself, study possibly in another language. Now, in our university placements abroad, you don't, for EPL, you study through English.
Okay.
But a lot of the universities would encourage you to try and learn the language, but there's no exam element involved in that. It's just a great opportunity for while you're there.
Yeah, and it's great that you have that opportunity as well at your disposal. So then having a look onto final year.
Final year is, obviously, it's that a little bit more challenging than the rest of years. So you have a few options. So you have to do your three cores regardless. You can take so you do a total of 12 modules. Now, some modules will take 10 credits, some will take 5 credits. So that could equal one or two modules. So say if you choose to do a dissertation, so that's your thesis, that will take up 2 modules. So it's 10 credits. So then you're reduced down to, that works out as 7 modules then you can pick instead of, say, the original 9. Also in DCU, we encourage this option of credits for the UNEEN module. So that's actually a great one. So that's kind of it's a reflection piece on your whole university experience, including final year. So you do these different reflections that are compiled towards the end of the year, and it's actually credits that you get towards your degree.
Towards your like extracurricular activities that you've been
so
involved in.
Exactly. And then you have the rest. So you can choose between your economics, your politics, or your law modules. Some people will do a blend, so they'll kind of come out with an experience in all three. Okay. And some people would rather major and minor. So say, I know for myself, I'm very interested in the political side of things. So I'll probably choose mainly politics modules.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's great because at that point, you've already had 2 years experience of doing all three. So which is brilliant because you'll build up your skills because you need legal writing skills. You need critical analysis. You need numerical skills, which you'll get from economics, for example. So these are all hugely beneficial, which you've already built up over 2 years. You would have gone on your work placement or else your study the year abroad and gone into modules more deeply. So between all of that, you'll kind of, within them 3 years, you would have figured out where is kind of your, you know, what makes you spark, like where's your passion lie and that kind of thing. And like that, you can tailor the degree to your passion.
Looking at life after EPL and what exactly it is that you can go on and do. So talk me through some of the fields, some of the areas that you can go on and work in after this degree.
The great thing about this degree is that, as you can see, like, it's hugely, hugely diverse. The fact that you can tailor it in your final year and that kind of thing. But you are doing three major subject fields. So like that, with that comes major career areas that you can go into. So you have some EPL graduates who go into the finance and economics market. So they'll go in working in major banks or accountancy firms. You'll have some graduates who also actually go into media and communications because, say, into like political correspondence and that type of thing, having the background in politics and law, they usually are very, very good writers and usually very good speakers as well. You'd have people going into, say, like NGOs and into government agencies, since they'd have that background, saying things like public policy, how do we actually change within government institutions and what's the process for that. And then you'll have a lot of people as well, say, especially if they love the law side of things, they might take their FE1s afterwards to become a solicitor, or they might do a postgrad so that they can qualify to go to King's Inn to become a barrister.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you about, because I know from talking to you, a lot of people who are interested in this course come up and say, can I be a lawyer out of this? Can I be a solicitor? That's kind of one of the main things that you get asked as an EPL student. So the answer is yes, you definitely can.
Yes, you definitely can. So for your FE1s, straight after your degree, you can apply straight away or you can do some of the classes. It doesn't matter. For King's Inn, unlike our BCL degree here in DCU, you can't sit the bar straight away. You are just required to do a postgrad afterwards.
Okay.
And once you have that postgrad completed, then you can enroll in the Royal King's Inn to sit the bar exam. So then that would qualify you to be a barrister. More students tend to prefer to become solicitors. It just tends to be more popular usually.
Okay.
So, but each are to your disposal.
Exactly. So, yeah. But it looks like, and it sounds like, a degree that you just come away with so much knowledge. Like, it's so broad, so diverse as well. So there's definitely something for everyone kind of within it, if it is something that you think you're interested in.
Definitely, definitely. And I think if you're interested in social sciences in the beginning, like I know I was, I think it's a great one to choose if you don't know which side of the field you want to go in. Like, for example, myself, I always thought law was going to be for me. I thought, no, I'm going to become a barrister. I'm just going to do this first because I want to make sure. And I'm really thankful that I did, actually, because I realized, as much as I love law, I actually don't want to go into that career afterwards.
At least you got the opportunity to try it out, see if you do like it, though.
Exactly.
100%. Before it was too late.
Yeah, before it's too late and then trying to change. Because not that you can't, but it just adds a little bit more stress in your life that no one wants to deal with.
No, no, no.
So, yeah, so the career prospects are pretty good. And it is well recognised with different companies here in Ireland. It is a very well sought after degree. You will be sought alone just for the fact that you have so many different skill sets. On an important note, that's one thing a lot of students do ask me is about economics. Are you required to do maths? So in your first semester, first year, that is your only maths module, and it's called Maths for Economics, and it's the most basic maths module we have here in DCU. It is very, very manageable. Your only requirement is coming into the university is an 04 or a H6. And the great thing is we have the Maths Learning Centre in DCU and it is completely free. You can go in there for as long as you want, but it's basically, if you were to look at the Leaving Cert maths, for honours level, it's about the exact same. And then for pass, for ordinary level, it's essentially just a little bit more applied. So you don't go down into the strict calculus type things. It's more your basic algebra and logarithms. And it is quite manageable exams. And you have tutorials for it. So
amazing. Yeah. Sounds like a fantastic course. And if you want to know any more information about economics, politics and law in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Aisha, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.